As you are aware of your all of your chakras now in perfect alignment and the respective colors and spinning of the chakras, give them realism, give them reality. Know that they are there. They are not just something that you have dreamt up or that we have dreamt up. They are real in themselves. They are energy wheels, and experience them as such. Know that they are everything in your life. They are what continues to move you throughout your life. So be aware of all of the chakras, again, and the realism of them, and then begin to connect your sixth chakra and your high heart center. Connect it energetically. Send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and then back down around and around and around until you formed a vortex of energy. And into that vortex of energy, your conscious knowing self is pulled into that vortex, coming out in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your third eye as a doorway or a window out into the astral world. There are two ways to exit the body into the astral world. One is through your third chakra, which many psychics and those will work with in that respect. They will exit through their third chakra. But when they do so, they are prone or able to be accessed by those denizens, we will say, of the astral world. But when you exit through your third eye, you do not have that problem. Now exit through that third eye, be in the astral realm, and then look at your physical body laying or sitting there. Become aware of not only the connection of your astral and etheric and physical body, but also the idea, the knowing that you are separate from the physical body as well. The physical body is but a vessel that you are using at this time. Your astral, your etheric, your causal, your mental bodies all form the physical body, not the other way around. So as you are aware of your physical body now, become aware of your Merkaba light vehicle, your Merkaba, your light body. And that is likely all around your physical body or just somewhat stationed just outside of your physical body. But enter it now as if you would enter a small ship, a small vehicle of travel. And enter it and make it yours. In other words, make it something that appears to you to be a vehicle of some type, a vehicle of travel, in a way to travel throughout the astral and etheric worlds. And let yourself now move up in your Merkaba, up into out through the roof of whatever building that you're in, up into the sky, rising higher and higher. And notice that your Merkaba is likely vibrating and even maybe spinning possibly both clockwise and counterclockwise. And you may also become aware of colors, many different colors, the rays of colors as you continue to rise up through the clouds and all the way up past the Earth's atmosphere. And then you can turn around and see your physical body laying down there or sitting, and the Earth far down there, and also become aware of all of the ships that are out here as well. But now I want you to become aware of all of the sacred sites around the planet from this viewpoint, as we would see it from our ships. Look down and see the entire planet below you and all of the sacred sites across the planet, the pyramids, Mount Shasta, Sedona, all of the various places that you know of, many temples, churches, many different sacred sites, Stonehenge, more and more throughout all across the planet, in all areas of the planet, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in South America, all of the areas, Africa, Australia, all of the sacred connections, the sacred power places, that up to this point the dark forces have used for their own connection. They have made their own grid connection, which has enabled them to spread their darkness, to spread their black magic across the planet for many, many, many thousands of years. But that is all changing now. Begin to see more and more the connection that is being made by that of your alliance, where they are connecting all of these sacred places, these ley lines and grid points all across the planet, and reconnecting them now with light, not with darkness, but with light. See all of these connections now across the planet, connecting light being sent from one to the other to the other. Do not be concerned about where it is on the map or anything of this nature. Just know, as you are connecting all of these centers, many are already connected, but some are yet still have not yet been connected with light. They still hold that darkness. They still hold that black magic within them. But you, those of you, the light workers, the warriors, you can change this and are changing this. You are changing this without even knowing that you are doing it each and every day as you continue to work within the light, to spread the light wherever you can. And as you are doing that, you are reinforcing these centers again and changing them back from the dark to the light. So see all these connections now across the planet, sending light from one to the other, to the other, to the other, and all connecting in light. And as you see the entire planet now connected with this grid of light, this consciousness grid of light across the planet, connecting all of the power spaces, all of the great places that have been in the past. See all of these connected now, and the light creating a flower of life throughout the entire planet. As you look at it, you see the flower of life. As when all of these are connected, that is what it will be. Now I want you to see pink light going everywhere on the planet. Pink light spreading across the planet, spreading the feminine energy across the planet, the return of the goddess to this solar system and to this planet. The pink light going everywhere, and where it goes, it brings peace and love and harmony and joy and order with it. Everything being connected by this consciousness grid of light and the pink light spreading everywhere to all areas of the planet. And know that at the same time, these waves of energy have been coming in and are still continuing to come into the planet. These waves of energy that continue to raise consciousness across the planet, to continue to raise the vibrational frequencies, so that the Earth herself, Gaia herself, is moving into those higher vibrations, to those higher vibrations of the fifth dimension and beyond, and continues to still hold a place for you, for all of mankind. Continue to hold that place, that third dimensional place. But for how long will she continue to hold it? But when you have connected this consciousness grid across the planet and light has fully returned to the planet, then you will have arrived in the ascension. As of now, you are in the ascension process. Continue to see this light move across the planet and the waves of energy and the pink light and all of the power places across the planet connecting with light. And if you have not already, some of you have, know that as all of those places are being reconnected with light, you are light as well, and you are connected to all of these power points as well. You are the light. You are the way, the truth, and the life, or the light, and the light. Now, if you would, begin to find your way back to your physical body. If you left your Merkaba for time, return to it. Let yourself come back in your Merkaba, back down towards your physical body. And as you enter your physical body, let your Merkaba surround your physical body, as a shield of light, as your light body, the light body that you will ascend into. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come at this time in relation to the various experiences that you are having in these moments that you continue to move higher and higher in vibration in all of the moments. But know that as you continue to move higher in vibration and your frequency continues to increase, so too does your consciousness. And as your consciousness increases and the vibrations within you and around you, everything that can penetrate into you cannot any longer. Nothing can penetrate through those higher vibrations, through those higher frequencies. So this is why all of you that are in this group and many others who would resonate to my words at this time are not being affected by this virus, because this virus brings nothing but fear, and you are not affected by the fear because you are moving into those higher vibrations more and more in every moment you are doing so. Yes, of course, there are times when you fall back. In your discussion earlier, you have spoken about that, about being triggered in various ways, about emotions coming up in various ways. But also know that as these triggers come up, it is to help you to overcome them. It is to bring these attachments to the forefront for yourselves so that you can begin to work on them. But it is not that you have to work on every single attachment. That would be near impossible. But you have to work on becoming neutral within yourself. That is the main goal. That is what this ascension process is all about, is to find the neutrality within you in every given moment. And as you find that neutrality within you, you have raised your vibration. And as you have raised your vibration, nothing outside of yourself can penetrate into you. Nothing can harm you. No virus, no bee sting, no anything can hurt you. No sickness can befall you because you are in those higher vibrations. And this is why those of you have not been affected by this virus that has gone around the entire planet. But only those that are in the lower vibration in those moments are affected by this. This is what you must come to understand. You are ascending. You have not fully ascended yet. You will know when you have ascended. There is no way that you cannot possibly know. And yes, at that point, when you have gone through a full ascension, you will have mastered all of what has come before. All of this illusion will become mastered at that point. And you can then consider yourself an ascended master. But also know that you have been masters before. You and your higher dimensional selves have been masters before, each and every one of you, or you would not be in this group. You would not be being prepared as you are in the ways that we are doing so. So you have to know that you are in this ascension process now, and everything that you are doing is working toward moving you through this process. But as was said earlier, it is all a journey. There is no final destination. There is no final place to come to and where you can say you have finally arrived. Yes, you will come to the point long, long, long into the future, as you understand time here, where you will consider yourself as arrived because you will become a part, a complete part of the God self again. This is beyond the ascension that you are understanding now, and will continue to be a part of the great journey throughout. You have come from God. You are a part of God. You are that spark of God, a spark of the prime creator, him, herself. And you will return as that spark to prime creator again. But in that time, you will be fully aware of who you are within that spark. And all of the experiences that you have accumulated throughout all of the journey that you have been on will be a part of your expression at that time. But that is so far off to not even begin to be able to think about it or in any way be able to analyze this or give it any kind of wording, because it is not possible. At your third dimensional understanding and part of within this illusion yet, you cannot begin to understand even fully what ascension is. We can tell you from our experience what it is, but it is only for you to experience it itself, for you to fully understand everything about it. To understand what ascension is, you have to be it. You have to have done it. And yes, when you do ascend, the memories will return to you. They will come back to you, and you will remember possibly when you were ensouled in planets and solar systems, where you have been a Christ before to another civilization, where you have been the the ones that have gone to various systems and been those system busters. Many of you will remember much of this, but it will still not compare to what it will be like when you've realized your full ascension in that moment. And in that moment, you consider yourself, at least at this part of your journey, to have arrived. Up until that point, you are in process. You are working toward it. You are working toward mastership. Mastership of your lower self, what some call the lower ego. You are working to master that, to master the lower chakra centers, to fully raise your kundalini energy, to raise your kundalini energy to the highest level of expression that you, at your current understanding, could even begin to understand. You see, it is a great paradox. Someone spoke of that earlier. A great paradox, knowing that you have been masters before and you are in the mastership program right now. But it is a program. It is a process. So allow yourself to continue to move through this process. And do not try to give it words. Do not try to give it understanding, because it is not understandable at this point in your understanding. So let it go and just become, just be who you are, and realize as you become more and more of who you are, then you will find yourself to be at the fullness of who you are. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love to continue to enjoy the journey along the way in each and every moment. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And our lovely, wonderful Shoshana is back with us, and we are so overjoyed to have her with us again. And yes, we ask for you, you can unmute your phones now if you wish to ask a question. We do not have message, but we will entertain your questions if you have any here. Do you have questions for one who serves in Shoshana? Is anyone out there? Do you have your phones unmuted, or are there just simply no questions? Well, then we ask, is there anyone out there?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Would there be questions here? Otherwise, we will release channel.
This is Cynthia.
Yes.
Since no one is saying anything, I guess I'll ask a question that I ordinarily wouldn't ask. But I've had all these dreams lately since I got home from the advance about the galactics, and you know, it first started out, and James is with me in the dreams all the time. And Joanne, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. And Joanna too, who's feeding me like cakes and sweets all the time. But anyways, so I'm seeing I see the ships in the sky with James. First, like dream, they were in the sky, and then the second dream, the next night was, there was like a landing in the backyard.
Yes. Looks like
someone said, you are
breaking up there, Cynthia.
Well, I keep hearing about the phone is going off recording or something. Sorry about that. So anyways, in the backyard, there's an ET and nobody sees it yet. Ah. I'm sorry. Nobody sees me. I mean, sees the ET, and they say to me, or someone in my ear says, "Oh, can you hear me?" So that was kind of that dream. And then I had a few more dreams. But this one dream I had, the reptilians were all up in the sky, like shooting these lasers at us. So I was scared, of course, running around these apartments. And then these Pleiadians landed, and it was like a council, and part of the group was there, and James was standing. I had to get a hold of James to come, and we were all standing there, and they gave us some sort of message, and they said we could go with them. And so I started to run up the stairs to take a shower, but here comes James walking down the stairs, all ready to go in this regal, like royalty outfit, with this long, like, kind of dress coat to the floor, and he had a big crown on his head. So he got to go on the ship. I didn't get to go. He was back in a few minutes, and, you know, I saw a few more things. But could you just kind of maybe, I already have some thoughts of just the meanings, but I wondered if you could say anything about it.
We ask you first, then, what is your thought of meaning here?
Well,
and maybe we'll work from that.
In the first dream where we were seeing the ships, I kept saying, I can't quite see them. I could see them, but I was like, I can't see them. And, you know, throughout this whole time with you and James, you know, I've often said, I can't see, I can't see, when we do the multi-levels and stuff. So I thought maybe it had something to do with that. And then the second one where there was an ET in the backyard and everybody was kind of scared, and I said something about fear to everybody, you know, that we just create our own fear. So, and then the next one with the reptilians, that just seemed like something that's in my subconscious maybe from a long time ago, and that I don't really need to fear because the dream ended up really good. And it also, there was a reptilian child there, and the mother said, don't say that, you know, about the reptilians, anything bad, saying that some of them are good. And so I thought, oh, you know, that maybe that's something I need to think about. And then the whole thing about James going on the ship and me not going, I thought when I woke up, maybe it's just vibrationally, you know, I think James has a higher vibration and would be able to go, and that he's some sort of royalty. That was
first
the most amazing part. Yeah.
First of all, we will say here that your concept of the James, and you mentioned also the Joanna earlier, is not what it is. It is not James. It is not Joanna. It is
right.
Your understanding of parts of yourself here and what the James represents here to you. And that is what is occurring here. And the idea that the James, as a part of yourself, went on the ship and you did not, there is that dichotomy within you, as we find it, that feels like you are not worthy. That James would be worthy in your understanding here, but you are not. That you would be left behind. And we can assure you that that is not the case, dear Cynthia. Because do you remember long ago when you had experience of being there as one to assist others in boarding the ships? Do they remember this?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. You need to revisit that particular understanding, not the experience itself so much, but that understanding that you are, it is not a question of being worthy. It is not a question of even being ready for it. You are all being prepared for this in various ways to be a part of this new expression as it comes forth here in terms of when the ships do come, when they do land, where you will be in this whole scenario here. And you are all to be a part of this in various ways. So it is not for one to be more worthy than the other. So put that out of your mind, dear one, okay? Do
yeah.
not think about it in those terms. Now, for that of the reptilians that appeared to you and there was fear, of course there would be fear. If you were at this point now, if you were to see a reptilian, you would run in fright from that one. Even if you even if that one was not to be feared in any respect. So this is why the full contact has not happened yet, because the surface population here is not quite ready for this yet, because there would be fear. Even ones that would come in ships and would not be the reptilians, but you would not know that necessarily at first, many would be frightened because of your various movies and the depictions of what the ETs would be like here as little gray beings or whatever monstrosities your movies have come up with in the past here. You are all working through this process here to be prepared, as we say here, to be those that would welcome the ones coming from the skies, that would be there to assist in that process in various ways, as we say here. Okay, Shoshana, do you have...
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, our perspective is this, that there are two programs that run within you from many lifetimes. It is a pattern. And one of the serves has delineated this, but we will give you the remedy. So first of all, you must recognize that you have a dense program running called the Left Behind program. This is a program where you and your own worthiness is diminished. So you have this program.
No,
you also have the second program that you have that is running, and we apologize, but you have given us permission to share our perspective. The second program is the program of comparison, that others are better than you, have a higher vibration than you, have advanced further than you. And even if this is true, it is not relevant. It is not a relevant thing in this life. So we must give you the remedy now. The remedy is, dear sister, for you to choose to recreate the dream. So we ask you, if you wish to conquer these insidious programs that keep running in your life, then you must decide to recreate the dream. So in your times of sleep, just before you sleep, you must request that the dream be changed. And we would ask you that in the dream that you change, that you are the royal one. You are the one with the waistcoat. You are the one with the crown. And you are entering the ship. You must see yourself that way. And this will in many ways obliterate the program that you are living through, you see. So you must see yourself as advanced. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, I've been told this before about the programs. I guess I needed to hear it again, and I will practice that. Thank you so much, Shoshana.
Dear sister, may we continue?
Yes.
The most important message that we have here is that you begin to recreate your dreams. That when you experience a battle, that you win it, that you overcome it. As you recreate your dreams will recreate you in this reality. Namaste.
Very good. Thank you.
Very good. And this goes out to all here that are listening here and will read these words after. And that is that you are all being prepared in various ways here, working with the energies and vibrations and all of this, to be the ones who would be able to board those ships and all of this, would be the ones that are on the first wave of ascension, as we have been speaking of. And the ones that are showing the way showers. We call you that many times previously. You are the way showers. And in order to be the way showers, you have to be prepared for this. And this is what this entire process, these calls, these advances that you have from time to time, it is all about being prepared for what is yet coming here. Okay? Is there
I have a question. I would ask a favor that people please mute themselves. I can hear a lot of clanging and banging. Thank you. I don't know if you can answer this question, one who serves in Shoshana, because it's kind of a personal question in a way. So don't answer it if you can't. We know our dogs and cats are very, they protect us psychically from outside influences. And I really appreciate the protection from my dogs. My one dog, Zora, has been acting a little sad, but still active. She doesn't really want to eat very much, and I haven't noticed her go to the bathroom any, like, fecal passing for at least a week. And my energy worker worked on her last night and said that she had a lot of cords attached to her spine, and she removed some of the cords, and she was protecting me psychically from, you know, any ethereal negativity out there that's going on in the collective, which I understand. But I also want to make sure it's nothing physical. I did take her to the vet. They did x-rays. And she said that there was still some food in her stomach. So I don't know if her digestion's not working and if I need to do further tests or if it's more like a psychic, psychological, emotional issue.
Shoshana,
We can share on this. Can we share?
Yes, sister.
Our dear sister, this being known to you as Zora is completely attached to you and completely attached to your emotions. We recall that we have given you this message in the past. And this one will emulate your emotions, you see. She will be depressed when you are depressed. She will feel sad when you are sad. She is completely attached to you psychically and emotionally. Do you recall this, dear sister?
Oh, yes, I do, Shoshana. Yes, yes.
Dear sister, may we continue?
Yes.
You must work very hard to overcome these emotions that you are feeling. And as you overcome them, she will overcome them, you see. We also find that if you search for a remedy for the bowel for this animal, which she is a god. She is not an animal. She is a god. But if you wish to search for a remedy, there will be a remedy that will cause her to physically expel what is in her stomach. You must look for this. We also find, and you may already be doing this, that giving her liver will cause her to empty her stomach. This is the advice that we have.
Cooked liver.
Yes, dear sister.
Cooked liver. Okay.
Yes. And you must be careful with this because this can cause a reaction that you don't wish to have. But if you begin to offer her 1 to 2 tablespoons of cooked liver in her diet, she will expel the contents of her stomach more easily, you see. This is what we wish to offer to you, dear sister. And we wish to ask you to give Zora our love. We love her. Namaste.
Thank you. Quickly, phosphorus is supposed to be good for digestive issues. Do you feel that phosphorus homeopathic might be good for her?
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes.
we find that you must try the liver first. And if this does not do the trick, then you can offer her small amounts of this as well as a homeopathic remedy. You must try different things with her. However, the most important thing is that you continue at all odds to raise your vibration around her, as she will respond to that. Namaste.
And we add here, not only for this one who asked the question, but for all here that have their animals, their pets, and all of this, you have to understand that your vibration matches their vibration, or vice versa. Their vibration will match your vibration. So when all of you are gifted with these various pets that come into your life, they are going to be at your vibration. And if they are at higher vibration, when you find yourself in a lower vibration, they will react to that lower vibration and have difficulties within it. What we are saying is, be aware of your vibration at all time around your pets, because they will be affected by it. You will notice, for instance, if you are in an argument of some type with your spouse or with another individual, and your pet will respond to that anger that you are showing, that lower vibration that you are putting off here. So it is important for you to maintain your neutral state as much as you possibly can, not only for those pets that you have, but for yourself certainly as well. There be any other questions? And we need to ask you to mute your phone if you are not asking a question.
I have a quick
yes,
question.
Catherine.
Yes,
hello?
Someone needs to mute their phone there. Yes?
Hi, it's Michelle. I want to ask another quick question, if I may. Just going to the other question and the discussion about that you just had about being prepared, I find myself attracted to videos of, you know, scary videos of entities and so on for some reason. And I just wondered if that was a way I was preparing myself to meet up with something that is not as usual to look at.
What are you speaking of? Horror movies, or what are you speaking of?
Real videos that caught on cameras and so on, and people in their houses, and somebody will accidentally catch an entity like scooting by, or people chasing down, or coming across, ghosts or something. Or not necessarily positive looking entities, but these are real, so-called real videos that people post.
Yes,
on the internet.
Now. And what we would say to you is, in some respects, yes, you are being prepared for what is yet to come, as we have spoken of before, of those glimpses into those other dimensional frequencies, we will say. And even to the point where some of you will begin to see those which are what you would call on the other side here, or what we have said before, you will begin to see dead people. And that is just a part of your ascension process here as you move through this. Nothing to be concerned about, but in some respects you are being prepared here. But now we would also say to avoid any kind of a fear type of emotion that comes as a result of this. If you watch these videos or these movies and it brings up fear within you, then that is very detrimental to you. And we would say to not be a part of that. That goes for various of your horror movies and things of this nature, which bring the fear impulse here. And we would say that is very detrimental to your emotional well-being and to your ascension process. We would say to stay away from all of that as much as you possibly can. And actually, we would say just simply stay away from it completely. Okay. Shoshana, do you have other perspectives
We can share. You have given a full answer, an appropriate answer for this one, but we would like to share a perspective. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, may we ask you a question?
Yes.
Dear sister, do you feel fear when you are viewing these videos?
No, I'm kind of excited to look at them. And if I do start to feel that, I stop watching them and I don't watch them in the middle of the night or late at night. But I sort of seem to get a kind of a thrill of watching them and not being afraid, I guess.
Dear sister, may we continue?
Yes, please.
We find that you, as a being in this life, have a high degree of curiosity. You have always been curious. You have always been curious of otherworldly things. This is just a continuation of your curiosity, so that you can add to your understanding of what is out there beyond this common third dimension, you see. So you may fulfill your curiosity as it is part of your education of moving forward. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you both.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, Catherine would like to speak.
Yes.
And this is directed to Shoshana. So there's something that's been on my plate essentially most of my life, where I get excited about something new, like a new lesson, a new teaching, and it lasts for a short time, and then I lose interest. And so what I'm noticing now with all the changes that are happening within and without, that it's kind of perplexing, because I was very energetic and set my mind to something and I would do it. But now that it seems like my energy has leveled out and goals have never really been a big part of my life or my interests. So I feel like I've been floating around from place to place, thing to thing throughout my life. And I have really no idea what's going on, other than it might be something energetic in my field, past life, or in my chakras. So I'm asking for an insight in this, and I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one that's experiencing these things. So thank you.
Dear sister, do you wish to ask a question, dear sister, or do you wish for our perspective?
Your perspective, please.
We will share our perspective. May we share?
Yes, darling.
Dear sister, you as a being have a long and arduous lineage as a native. You have been a native like an earth spirit. We cannot say that you have a long lineage as a Native American, but as a native of many realms. And as a native, you wish to wander. You wish to experience. You wish to partake in many experiences. This is completely appropriate for your path. What you are confused about is that perhaps others have told you this is not so appropriate. You must settle down. We find that often the message to many that are wanderers that wish to partake of multiple experiences are told more and more and more that they must choose one path. They must settle down. This is a third dimensional concept that is irrelevant to you and to others. So what you must do is accept who you are. Not so much change who you are, except that this is how you roll, you see. And the fact that you will try something and then you will decide to discard it after trying it is simply because you already know the content of it. You already understand it. So there is no more to explore and you move on. You may not realize that about yourself, that you have already experienced what is being given and you decide it is time to move on. This is the spirit whisperer in you that says, move on. This is not a relevant teaching for you at this time, you see. So this is truly in your nature to be a wanderer, to move on, to experiment, and to partake in a way where you taste things instead of eat the entire meal. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, entirely. It also explains my level of curiosity. I'm always curious and wanting to experiment and check things out. And then I feel at times I get a little lost. But, but I understand. And that's the best thing I've heard in a long, long time, if ever. Thank you so much.
Dear sister, may we continue?
Yes, baby.
We wish to tell you that you are following your path. And no one can tell you otherwise, you see. Namaste.
And we will add here, not just for this one who asked the question, but for all of you, that you are all in a somewhat similar circumstance in that you are following the road less traveled, we will say here. And you are the ones that are on the fringe, the ones that are the crazy ones. Many of your family think you are crazy in your belief systems and all of this. But you are all together in this. You are all working through this entire process. And again, you are the ones that are going forward, the ones that are showing the way. So be who you are in showing the way. Do not try to capitulate to those various expressions that others think that it should be meant for you, because they are not meant for you. You are not meant to capitulate. You are meant to be the system busters. Okay? Would there be any other questions here now before we release channel? No? Then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not have a message, but we will contribute our perspective at this time. May we contribute?
Yes, please do.
To all those that find themselves in a very strange land, you are strangers in a strange land. And the way that you operate as strangers in this third dimensional strange land to yourselves will be completely different than others. You must not see this as something that is wrong with you. You must see this as this is right with you. This is your preferred path. This is what you designed your life to do. So more than anything, we ask all of you to work on self-acceptance. Accept that this is what you chose, and this is what you will fulfill in this lifetime. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just simply say, continue on your road to mastership at this point. You are working to bring yourself to a higher expression within yourself and do so in all opportunities that you have. And continue to move toward that becoming a master once again. You have been masters before. You are working on becoming masters again, masters of yourself. That is what you are working on here. We release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. Namaste.